Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that listen to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we've given to you. Praise be to God. So once again, we are back on Blog Talk Radio. This is Brother Nate. I'll be joined by my brother Robert Gross in a few minutes. And I want to thank God for this opportunity He has given for us to come before you this day with the Word of God. Praise be to God. And so, as we wait for my brother to come on, once again, we're still dealing with the teaching concerning on Christian Science, Miracles Part 2. This will be the second and final part to this dealing with miracles. Once again, like I said, we dealing with different things concerning what Christian Science teach, what they believe. Amen. And this is why we are bringing it forward to you. Amen. Praise be to God. So thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just thank God for my brother who has been joining me here on the broadcast, Brother Robert Gross. God has really blessed him with a lot of knowledge and understanding in the things of God, and I really appreciate him being on with me. Amen. Once again, we are, you know, people, we are here to warn and make aware, okay? And, you know, and once we give you the word of God, once again, you, it's up to you to choose. Praise be to God. So now I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Oh, bless, brother. Bless. Thank God for another opportunity he has given us today, brother. Praise God.
Yes, another opportunity to give the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Another golden opportunity. Even another golden opportunity to get some tomatoes and stuff thrown at you. But praise be to God, it's all worth it. Amen. It's all worth it.
That comes
glory to God. Amen. I look to the reward, brother. That's what helps me keep going in the Lord. Because I know that what God can reward us with is greater than what we can, you know, suffer or face. So I look to that reward that he will bless us with. And that helps me keep going, you know. Don't tell anybody that it don't be tough. Yeah, it be tough. You know, we're not here on the broadcast trying to make you think that everything is easy as pie. You know, but we do say that you can overcome. You are victorious. And then also that what God has in store for you is greater than what you suffer. So that keeps me, you know, bro, right there. Amen. Definitely keeps me. So, praise be to God. We're going to get ready to start. Brother, if you would, open us up with prayer, and we'll go right into the message.
Heavenly Father, we come before your face with thanksgiving, honor, glory, blessing, and praise. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you send your angels before us, O Lord God, before your word,
yes,
O Lord,
Lord
Jesus. Lord God, that they might receive your word, O Lord God. Send your Holy Ghost, Lord God, to touch their hearts, their minds, their souls, their spirits, to lead them, to guide them, direct them to you, Lord God, Lord Jesus, because you are the convictor, Lord God. Lord Jesus, you are the one that giveth salvation, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are the one that touched the hearts of men. You are the one that knows the heart of men, Lord Jesus. Lord, touch their ears, their eyes, their understanding, their desire, Lord Jesus, and bring them to you in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, enlighten them, illuminate them, Lord God. Give them instruction, O Lord God, and give them thy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for you, brother. Thank God for giving you that prayer. And for those that have been listening to my brother pray, one of the things he prayed for angel of the Lord to go before us. And we need that from the Lord. And we thank God for all of your prayers, because as we go on in time on this broadcast, we're definitely going to be coming into some subjects where no doubt we're going to need the guardians of the Lord. I don't say this to be braggadocious. I'm not saying this as if we're the only ones going to be. Now, there's other believers in the vineyard who are speaking on subjects and unveiling and showing the truth and unveiling and unclothing the works of darkness who Satan has reared his head against, because anytime you start getting into an area, especially of the enemy where he's got a real stronghold on people, he tends to want to retaliate. And so for all of you that have been praying for us as we have been on this broadcast, we thank God for you, because we need your prayers. Amen. We need your prayers. We can't, you know, we can't do this without the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Tonight we're on Christian Science Miracles Part 2. This is the second and final part to dealing with miracles. What we've been talking about, what Christian Science teaches, and basically overall what they teach about miracles, as well as death, sin, sickness, that all of this is illusion. Even Christ's resurrection, they say, is an illusion. And my brother had laid out to you in part one, like he said, there's so many scriptures on miracles, you know, just proof that miracles exist. I want to, if we could tonight, and then let's go to Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 22. And I want to say a couple things tonight, and then give it to my brother and whatever God is giving him. But I want to look at Numbers chapter 14, verse 22 tonight. And we thank God for the word. Once again, we're dealing with miracles. And to sum it up, the founder of Christian Science says in her teachings, because her followers hold her up as God, period. And in her teachings, she says that miracles is in other words, it's not real, okay? She even referred to them as so-called miracles. Okay, and when you look at what she teaches, as well as Christian Science, they're just making the whole thing to be an illusion, you know. And as Christians, if we're not careful about these doctrines and teachings of man and devil, it will lead us into unbelief. I say this especially to those of you who wants to shout out and say, you're not being loving, Brother Nate, Brother Robert, you're not being loving, because you're talking about them. You're making fun of them, you're ridiculing, you're doing all that. No, we love them with the love of God. But we've been called of God to cry loud and spare not. We've been called of God to expose the works of darkness. We've been called of God to give the gospel of Jesus Christ. And most of the people, and I say this with love, who is saying that, for the most part, are those Christians who won't speak up. Once again, this is one of the things that some of the body of Christ face, is that it ain't many times so much an attack coming from the sinner man, but it's an attack coming from your own brothers and sisters who
Amen.
Say that you just gone overboard. You're not showing love, which is a popular thing being said now. You're not showing love. God said, be at peace with all men. Oh, we don't talk about other people, you know, and all that. Well, we're calling the religion and the cults out. That's what we're doing, to show that that's not of God. Our prayer is for the people in it, that they may get saved, okay? But glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Beatable Shatta. We weren't called to just sit on our hands, okay? I know some of us as Christians think this, that, oh, I'm saved, everything fine, and you got in your mind that you don't have to do anything else. You got in your mind that you don't have to do missionary work. That's one of the things I give to Jehovah's Witness. Jehovah's Witness, they're in darkness, but one thing I give them credit for, they go door to door. Okay, they go out there, they go out missionary work, you name it for them. They go out there and do it, okay? Many of us as believers, we're comfortable sitting on our hands. And when you find some who are crying loud and spare not, we want to criticize them. We want to jump down on them. And then I guess we want to make them feel guilty by telling them that's not love. Well, Jesus in his day called things out, okay? John the Baptist called wrongs out. In fact, John called people vipers, okay? So my question is, if you was in John's time, what you would have done to John? Pull him to the side and say, John, what's wrong with you? And you don't call no viper, that ain't God. Now you go back and tell them folks you're sorry. Would you do that with him? Well, when I seen the word of God, God called him his man, okay? In fact, when amen. He called them old generation of vipers, we didn't hear a thunderstorm that day, amen? The scripture then said, and the thunder came, God was disappointed and angry with John. You didn't hear that. You didn't read that in there, okay? Jesus comes up, and you're going to hear Jesus say, hey, John, what's wrong with you? Calling them people vipers. What's your problem? You didn't read that. Amen? Hallelujah. People, miracles exist today. I want to make that plain. Some of you listening say, hey, we know that. What you telling us this for? You need to hear this, okay? Because, once again, many of us are underestimating our enemy. Now, once again, we're not on the broadcast trying to glorify the devil. What I'm saying is you're underestimating him. And you're not getting in the word of God. You're not studying. You're not seeking in the scriptures. But you're running off pride. And you think that because you are saved, you don't have to put no effort into knowing the word of God. So in your mind, if you're being approached by these people, oh, it ain't going to be no problem. I'm coming through that like pie. I'm coming there easy. Well, Brother Nate is here to tell you, a wake-up call is coming to you. Okay? I want a brother, before I go into scripture, give this short testimony of myself Amen. And what I'm talking about in dealing with what I just last said. In 1998, I was working at this place called Fleetwood Homes. And I started studying the scriptures, and God was showing me things in the scriptures. So what happened, brother, I got lifted in pride. And my studying started going down, 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 okay? It started going down so bad, you know, I started missing days studying the word of God. But see, I'm running off my own energy, thinking, oh, God has showed me this and that. Boom, I'm good. If I face anybody, I know how to handle myself. And one day on the job, there was this other minister. And so we were in the break room at lunch break, and he got to talking to me, and he began to ask me questions. You know, questions like, what church you belong to? And I told him. And then he started asking me questions concerning the church. And brother, he was popping those questions on me. And what made me so embarrassed is that I couldn't answer them. Now, understand this. I want everybody to hear this. It wasn't such questions, real hard questions, because no one knows every answer. But it was answers needed to those questions that I should have known. Every one of you listening, you know when you're in a place where you should know stuff. I'm not saying you know everything now, but it should be in a place where you should know stuff. I mean, as simple as if they say, where you go to church service at? I don't know. But, you know, they'd be like, huh? How long you been going to church service? 10 years. Well, see, that don't sound right. So it was something that I knew I should have known. Brother, we had that conversation about 11:30 or 12. 11:30 that morning, I had like 4 hours before I had to get off work. Brother, I didn't even want to keep working. I actually wanted to leave my job right there. I was so embarrassed. I was very embarrassed because I knew that this was something I should have known. And the way he was asking me the questions and stuff, man, I was like, oh, my God. And I'm thinking to myself, what's wrong with me? And I knew what's wrong afterward. See, God, and that's why I'm telling the people that's listening, God, it would let you be in a position to light fire on your feet to show you where you're at and how you are. Because I was lifted in pride, because I got, quote, a little revelation on some things, I thought I was good to go, okay? Oh, anybody I come up against, I know how to handle myself. And Lord Jesus, when that guy began to ask me questions, brother, my God, I was embarrassed. I was literally embarrassed. In fact, like I said, I actually had thoughts of leaving my work early and going home. That's how embarrassed I was. When I got off work at 3:30, brother, the first thing I did was jump in my car, went straight to the house, and went straight to the books. I had to repent because I got lifted in pride. So I told that testimony for those who listen because of this. Me and Brother Robert, we coming with the Word of God. We talking to you about now on this subject of the Christian Science. Some of y'all thinking we trying to be picky and stuff like that. We're not, but we're trying to let you know you need to get in the Word, and you need to know what you're talking about. And number one, you need to know concerning these, quote, other religions and cults so you can know how to minister to people, and then you know what is not of God. You need to know it.
Amen.
Because some of you are running on pride. And so you thinking you're going to escape it, and I'm telling you, the devil will word these people's mouth. They will say stuff so slick and smooth to you, you'll walk away going, man, that's God using them. That was God telling, and it'll be the devil the whole time because your enemy is a smooth talker. Now, in Numbers chapter 14, verse 22, the Lord said, he said, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not, get this, hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and have followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now, God said there was the ones of Israel provoked at God in a bad way with their sin and their unbelief, okay? Now, God said about these ones that they had seen his glory and his miracles, okay? In other words, they saw God manifest, intervene with power, and did some extraordinary things, and still end up provoking God to a point that they did not enter into the promised land.
Amen.
I'm saying this today to those of you that are listening as Christians. If you don't be rooted in that word, God has shown some of y'all that's listening under the sound of my voice, God has done miracles in your midst. If you start listening to these religions like in cults like Christian Science, what they're saying and all these other religions and stuff, if you don't be careful, it'll cause you to get in the spirit where you'll start provoking God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in the last days, you're going to hear some people who once were professing Christ, they're going to be talking so much unbelief, your mouth going to fly open. You're going to be like, who are you? Where you come from? Man, you ain't never talk like this. Okay? Because Satan is going to infiltrate through a lot of these doctrines of men and devil, and it's going to captivate, you know, captivate some of these people, especially those who are not rooted. So for those of you who thinking, I don't need to know this, what y'all are talking about, what I need to know this for, okay? I got God. I got any problem, God going to swoop in and take care of it. I ain't worried about that. Well, it's funny he says, study to show thyself approved. It's funny that he says, search the scriptures. We know that God doesn't speak in vain. It has to be for a purpose or a reason. He's not going to be telling you to do something just to be telling you. You turn around and ask God, God, why you tell me to do that? Oh, I just felt like doing it today. I felt good. I feel good today, and I just want to say something to you. You know, that's why I said it. No, you're not going to find that coming out of his mouth. Okay? When he tell you that, he has a purpose behind it. Okay? And so these men saw the miracles of God and still end up provoking them. Okay? Saw the miracles. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want to look at Judges chapter 6, verse 13, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother here. Judges chapter 6, verse 13. Amen. Glory to God. Once again, thank God for his word. Thank you, Jesus. And like my brother said, there are so many scriptures to show you that miracles still exist, people. That's Old and New Testament, okay? Hallelujah. It's in the Word. And you know what, brother? One of the reasons why people take in these other teachings and doctrines of men and devil because is that they don't study the Word themselves. So somebody
Amen.
Walks up and tell them, say, hey, miracles are illusions. There was never no miracle that's not real and all that. And then they start believing it. And you say, hey, wait a minute. Don't you got a Bible in your house? Well, yeah, I do. I do have a Bible. Well, it's right there. Okay? It's in the Bible. How are you saying, well, I think I need to consider what they're saying. What they're saying, once again, Christian Science saying this is an illusion. And Satan is using this Christian Science to try to diminish the deity and the existence of God before the eyes of the people. Now, in Judges chapter 6, verse 13, the angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon. In verse 12, the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty, mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, oh, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all his miracles, which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Now, there goes the word miracle once again, okay? And here, this miracle is not only an intervention by God, but it is an intervention and an extraordinary act or event done to distinguish something, to distinguish what's from what is of God and what is not of God. In other words, Gideon said, if the Lord be with us, why then all this befallen us and where be all the miracles? So they're looking at, hey, the miracles we get will show us that which is of God. This stuff that hidden us right here, you know, hey, this stuff we're going through, we're in captivity. So that's why he said, if God be with us,
Okay?
Amen.
If God is with us, why this thing happening to us? How many of us have said it? Okay, we can't see y'all. I know some of you don't want, you said, well, I raised my hand. Brother Robert, Brother Nate can't see me. But many of us have thought that, amen? Let's be honest. We have thought
amen.
That, hey, if God with me, good gracious, Lord Jesus, what all this stuff hitting me for? What is going on? Because he said through the angel messenger, the Elijah, miracles are to God's people for what? Proof of his power. Okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It distinguishes, it separates that which is of God from that which is not of God. And glory to God. And
amen.
Gideon, he see, oh, man, we in captivity. Man, the Lord is with us. Okay? Where are the miracles at that the fathers talked about? Amen? Hallelujah. And some of you are listening today, your fathers testified to you of the miracles that God did in their life. And now you become like the Gideon. Well, if God's with me, where are the miracles that our fathers talk about? Aunt Susie used to tell me a whole lot about the miracles God did. I ain't seen it yet. Okay? Uncle George was saved for 40 years and always telling me about miracles. I ain't seen it yet. Okay? Hallelujah. But that's what he said. But you know, here's the thing about it. With God, before God do something, he plants a seed. Amen? Before God do something, he plants a seed. That's why he have you get in the word first. That's why God speaks the word first and tell you what he's going to do. Okay? Why? Because he's planting a seed that your faith may take hold of it. Amen.
Amen.
And this is why you got to study the word of God and be rooted in the word, people. Glory, I sense the Holy Ghost. If you don't, then people like the Christian Science who will come along and say, miracles are illusion. You'll believe it. You'll believe it. If you ain't rooted in the word, because once again, God's going to show some miracles unto his people today. I'm telling you what I know. Hallelujah. And God, what he's doing, this is why he having people like Brother Robert and me and Brother Lee and all that telling you about miracles coming. Why? Because he's planting the seed first. Okay? He's planting the
Amen.
Seed. But see, once again, if you're rejecting the very word of God itself, okay, you're like, man, I don't know. And, you know, Brother Robert been telling me about some miracles, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, you got that kind of attitude. And here come the Christian Science walking down the street and come across you and say, hey, won't you join us? You know, our leader Mary told you, said, you do everything with your mind. And you turn around and say, well, you know, my father and them were telling me about the miracles of God. They say, ain't no miracles. Mary said, miracles are illusion. So if you ain't rooted, you start going, because they're going to feed you, and you'll start going, wow, man, maybe you got a point to that. I mean, because I ain't seen no miracle. Hey, that's all they doing, talking to me about miracle. I ain't seen no miracle. Man, I need a miracle right now, okay? I ain't seen it. Aunt Jessie, she always talking that miracle stuff. I ain't seen a miracle yet. You might be right. Amen. Brought up the glory. Brother,
Amen.
I sense the Spirit of the Lord. They're going to be, sad to say, some people that are going to be professing to be Christians is going to give in to some stuff like this. What's one of the big reasons? Not rooted.
Amen.
Not rooted. Some people are depending on other people in the church. You know, some of them won't even pray for themselves. They always come up, Brother Robert, pray for me. I call them the pray for me people. Now, we're supposed to pray for one another, but there are some a certain group that call the pray for me people. Oh, they know coming to service. They know, I know, but pray for me. And every time you see them, they just say, pray for me. They know they're supposed to be doing the work of the Lord. I know I ain't been doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but pray for me. You know? And then you don't see them no more for a while. And I'm telling you, people, to you this might sound funny, may sound ridiculous. You might say, Brother Robert and Brother Nate just wasting their time going this stuff. We don't need to know this. We got God. Okay? The same God tells you to be rooted. in his word. There's
Amen.
A reason. God said he don't want you care about with every wind of doctrine. That means you're going to come across a bunch of doctrines of men and devils, and if you ain't rooted, you ever seen a leaf blown by the wind? If you had a chance to talk to that leaf and ask where you going, the leaf would tell you, wherever the wind taking me. I ain't got no control. But that's what's going to happen when you ain't rooted. Because all these different doctrines like Christian Science come up here tell you miracles ain't nothing but illusion. You do everything with your mind. We're going to X God out, okay, the so-called miracles, which they're saying that the Bible's a lie. And many of us are sitting up here saying, you know, we got to be in love with him and be at peace. With, God said be at peace with all men. And, you know, we just tolerate. No, it ain't no tolerating. Okay? No tolerating. It's the word of God or not. It's going to be one of the two you choose. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I wanted to bring those two scriptures out. I'm going to turn it over to my brother here. And whatever the Lord has given him on it, just like I said, this is we're doing tonight, Christian Science, Miracles Part 2, the second and final part to this section of, that we're doing on miracles. And as I said before, Mary Baker Eddy, the founder, or the one that was credited of finding Christian Science, but to be honest with you, when you look at the research, she plagiarized and took stuff from another guy named Quimby. I know some Mary Baker Eddy fans out there would not like what I said, but yeah, she was taking stuff, not just from him, and I did some research even from some other people, okay, and making it her ideas, amen? So I'm going to turn it over to you, brother, and whatever God has given you on this, amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your understanding, for your light, for your illumination, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let
Lord.
It go forth. Ears, their eyes, their minds, their souls, in Jesus Christ's name. Brother,
yes, Lord.
What you just said was so good. Now, listen to this. This is Psalms 106, okay? Psalms 106.
Psalms 106.
Yeah, we're going to start
all right.
at the 33rd verse, okay?
All right. Psalms 106, and we're going to start at verse 33. Praise be to God. For all of you that's listening, if you have your Bibles, we ask that you hey, follow along with us. This is why we call the scriptures out, okay? And if you don't have it, just, hey, if you got a pencil, piece of paper, write it down. Or for those of you that don't have a Bible, I said you just give it your undivided attention, amen, and pray and ask the Lord about what we're giving you. Now, Psalms 106, verse 33 said, because they provoked his spirit so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips, they did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works. And they served their idols, which were a snare unto them. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works and went a whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into the subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their counsel, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captives. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, amen, praise ye the Lord.
Amen. So you see here, right here in this scripture, okay, that they provoked Moses, they provoked God, okay?
Amen.
They provoked him, okay?
Amen.
In the scripture you just read over there, it said they provoked God 10 times.
okay?
Amen. Because they did not believe in God's word, okay?
Amen.
So 41st verse says, and he gave them unto the hand of the heathen that that hated them, that hated them, ruled over them. They that hated them ruled over them. Okay.
Amen.
Why would the Lord, why would the Lord give you into, up into your, the hands of your enemies? Why would He do that? Huh? Because the Lord said, he rebukes every son, and what else He says? He says He corrects every son. What else did He says? What else did He say about his people? Okay.
Don't He love those whom He love? He chastens.
He chastens, right? So He does these three things, okay, against all His people that disobey Him, okay? Because God wants to get you back, just like you have a child, okay? You're not your child. You have to bring that child up right. You have to tell them things, okay? No, you don't stick your hands in that fire. No, you don't do this. No, you don't do that. And then you have to be strict with things, okay? You have to tell them, no, you don't do that. You have to raise them up, okay, so that they will live long, okay, so that they won't die soon. Because if they go around sticking their hand in fires and stuff, they're going to die. Okay, if they go jumping off buildings, they're going to die, you know? Because you have to tell them, hey, there's laws, okay, you know, that God has set in motion. And if you do that, you're going to die. If you put a loaded gun against your head and pull the trigger, you're going to die, you know?
Amen. Amen.
That's God's word, okay? Now, God tried them, okay, in the wilderness, okay, and God suffered with them 40 years, okay? He made them to walk around in the wilderness for 40 years because they had sinned against Him, okay? So they will repent. God wants you to repent, okay? Else
Amen.
God would have just wiped them off the face of the earth, okay? Do you know God could have did that, right? Why
Amen.
Didn't He just wipe them off the face of the earth and say, I'm just going to go with what I got. I'm cutting you guys off right here and now. But He didn't do that. He was merciful.
Amen.
40 years.
Right.
He, you know, 40 years. And old Moses. Moses, the Bible said Moses was the meekest man on earth, okay? And they provoked him.
Amen.
If they provoked Moses, that was the meekest man on earth, okay? What do you think about you, okay? And so now, these scriptures, all these scriptures, and they wanted a miracle. They want to see miracles. People always want to see miracles.
Amen.
What have you done to deserve a miracle?
Right.
Ask yourself that, you know?
Amen.
What have I done to deserve to see a miracle? I want to see a miracle. Why do you want to see a miracle? So you can go deeper into your sins?
Yeah.
You see all the miracles that the children of Israel, didn't they see all these miracles, and it still did not stop them from being cut off in the wilderness, okay? And God didn't let none of them go over, okay, because they were in sin, okay? Now, miracles are the proof of God, okay? They prove God to be real, okay? And they're proof of God's power. The brother just said to you, okay? But miracles also is given only to God's people, okay? And it's not just, God don't just throw them things out there like that, okay? You know, God has a plan. God ain't trying to show you no miracle just because you want to see one, okay?
Man.
You remember when they had Jesus when Jesus was bound, okay, and they took him to what was that person? That person, what's his name? Took him to him.
Oh, the pilot.
And he said, took him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, what is truth, okay? Then he took him to Herod. And you know what Herod said?
Right.
Herod said, hey, show me a miracle.
Yeah.
If you him, show me a miracle. Come on. And so Herod was dissatisfied with Jesus because Jesus didn't show him no miracles. So he said, take this baker back. You know, because Jesus didn't show him no miracle. I ain't here to perform for you. Jesus ain't here to perform for you, okay? He ain't no seal, you know, coming out the water, you know, flapping his fins, okay? Saying, yeah, I can do a miracle. I'll show you. That ain't God, okay? You're thinking about somebody else. You're thinking about yourself. That ain't God. God don't think the way you think.
Yeah.
Everything God does has purpose, great purpose, okay? And it's not foolishness, okay? Like you said, just show me. Just show me. I ain't going to show you nothing. The only sign you're going to get the sign of darkness. That's the sign you're going to get. When you left in your darkness for 3 days, you're going to know, okay? And darkness is coming up on the face of the earth. You may not believe it, but darkness is coming, okay? But I was looking through the scriptures, okay? And I know that some of the scriptures say that faith is for strengthening. It's for strengthening your faith, okay? That's what miracles is for. It's for strengthening the faith.
Amen.
Exodus 4, 3 to 5. John 11 and 15. Also,
Amen.
Miracle is for deliverance from evil.
Amen.
Exodus 6, 5 to 7. Matthew 9 and 6. Miracles is a proof of God's power. 1 Kings 18 chapter 37 to 39th verse. John 10 and 38. Also miracles is a proof of the Messiahship of Jesus Christ, that he was the Messiah, okay? Jesus Christ went about doing many miracles and raising the dead. He raised the dead. How many times did Jesus raise the dead? I think 3 or 4 times, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And he went about doing that, okay? Well, it said that proof of the Messiahship of Jesus. Matthew 11, chapter 4 to 6. John 2nd chapter 11th verse. That's when he turned the water to wine. Okay?
Amen.
And also John 20th chapter 30th to 31st verse.
Hallelujah.
To confirm, it also miracles is to confirm the word of God, okay? That the word of God is true. Mark 16, 15 to 18, Hebrews 2, 3 to 4. So we giving you the scriptures, okay, so that you can go over these scriptures and so that you can understand that God has a purpose for everything. Everything that God has, he has a purpose for it. Everything that God does, he has a purpose for it. God does nothing in vain. God does nothing foolishly. God doesn't do things like we do things, okay? We do things because of vanity and our pride, and God never does anything because of these reasons. Everything God does has a reason and has more than one reason, okay?
Amen.
Miracles also is to lead believers to Christ.
Amen.
John 7, chapter 31st verse, Acts 8 and 6. Now, you know what this woman said one time, Mary Baker Eddy? You know what she said one time in her books? She wrote this in her book. She said, if Jesus Christ had never been born, it would make no difference.
Wow.
How could you say that and say you... In the scriptures. How could you say that? And then people let her get away with saying that. That's number one strike, okay? That's number two strike. Number two strike is when she said, when this woman stood up and says, he wasn't resurrected.
Wow.
Jesus Christ was not resurrected. That's two. Three, Jesus Christ was not God. That's three, right? Four.
Right.
Four. Now I'm doing this off the top of my head, okay? Four, okay. What would four be, okay? This woman said that the Bible is not God's word, and that men went in there and that they all the things that's written in there, man wrote those things, you know? And so she's straightening us out and giving us the real revelation of God's word. And all those men, all those prophets, all those people that spoke the word of God, they didn't really speak the word of God, okay? Because God is a God mind. He's a mind God, and he only deals with the mind.
Right.
Everything is illusion. You are an illusion. I'm an illusion. World is an illusion. Sickness is an illusion. Okay, healing is an illusion. Okay, you make your own healing. You are the one that delivers yourself. So in other words, you are God. That's what she's getting to. That's the final thing she's getting to. That man is God. That's what she's getting to. Don't you know that's what the Eastern religions is teaching? Huh?
Amen. Amen.
And you notice they never try to give God a name, okay? They never try to give God a name. That's why she's trying to destroy Jesus. Okay, that's why they're trying to destroy Jesus, because they don't want to serve the true and living God, okay? So they're trying to destroy Jesus. They're trying to destroy your hope in him, okay? So I tell you, if I believe that this world is an illusion, what I'm going to do? Nothing matters then, right?
Right.
If there's no sin, right? If there's
right.
no sin, if there's none of the things that the Bible said, and all these things are just an illusion, why don't I just go out here and do all the evil I can do, okay? Because it's just an illusion, don't make any difference, okay? And evil is an illusion, okay? These things are just the devil don't exist, nothing exists, okay? You know, there's no atomic bomb. There's none of those things, okay? You know, people not going to war, killing one another in the wars and stuff like that. You know, for many years, people have been killing themselves. And matter of fact, there's no years, okay? We've been dreaming all this stuff all these years, okay? Can you understand the foolishness of this religion, okay? And these are religions. That's why religions are bad, okay? That's why religions. Jesus was not religious, okay? The prophets was not religious, okay? The apostles were not religious. What were they? They had a relationship with Jesus Christ, okay? And this woman is telling you that you can't have a personal relationship with God. You can't know him. That's what she's telling you through these books that she wrote. You cannot know God. He's unknowable.
Yeah.
He's unreachable. You can't, even if you talk to him, he ain't talking back to you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Why are we going through all of this then? Tell me. Because this woman is lying, okay? This woman has lied, and so is all of these false religions. Every false religion that tries to diminish what Christ is, what Christ did, okay, and all the religions that deceive people, okay? Every religion, these things come from three places. Religions come from three places. What are the three places that these religions come from? They come from the mind of man, they come from Satan, and they come from the world. That's where these three things came from, okay? So if you're wondering where these things come from, all these religions and stuff, all these, because people seem like they could just die for their religion, okay? You know, you got the Buddhists. They actually set themselves on fire, you know, because of their belief, you know. But that don't make it true, because they do that, okay? What is the thing that you're looking for God to show himself? You want God to show himself to be real, okay, right?
Right.
That's what the scripture shows God to be real, okay? But it takes work for God to show you his realness. You ain't just going to get it because you sit there and say, I want it. You know, it takes a lot of, you have to believe in Jesus Christ, okay? When you knock on his door and you say, Jesus, I believe in you, I trust in you, and I want to give my life to you, that's just the beginning. We think that's the whole enchilada there. That ain't the whole thing, okay? That's just one part of it. Okay? Now you got to walk before him. And you got to do, Jesus said, keep my commandments, right? Keep my commandments, right?
Amen.
What are my commandments? Love one another. And then he told you in one place that's where all the whole law and the prophets hang on that nail. That love one another. But you know it's the hardest thing for men to do? You know why?
Yeah.
Because they full of too much of themselves, okay? And they're too much of Satan, okay? When you come to Christ, all the evil that you learned for years and years, okay, even if you're a little child, you have to unlearn all those things that you learned, okay? Okay?
Amen.
Do you understand that? When you become a new creature in Christ, okay, and you become a babe in Christ, what does a babe, what does that mean, I'm a babe? That means that you don't know anything, okay? So stop trying to act like you know everything.
Yeah.
Act like you don't know anything. Come to Christ as a little child. Humble yourself. Understand that there's only one that is great. Who's the only one that's great? That's God, right?
Amen.
Then God can teach you, okay? When the apostles came to Jesus, they came to Jesus. Jesus said one word to them, follow me. And they said, yes. And they followed him, didn't they? Huh?
Yes.
Did Jesus have to argue with them? No, he didn't. They left their businesses. They left everything that they had. They left their ships. They left the thing that they was doing, and they followed Jesus. That's why they were called disciples, okay? You ain't no disciple unless you follow them in that way, okay? And we all have to become disciples of Christ, okay? And
Amen.
See, these basic things that we just don't get. Once you get saved, you don't belong to yourself anymore. You belong to Jesus. Okay? Your body don't belong to you. Who do your body belong to? It belongs to Christ. And long as you are the one that's leading yourself, long as you're the one that's guiding yourself, long as you're gonna be sucked in by the devil, you're gonna be sucked in by your flesh, and you're gonna be sucked in by the world. Why? Because those three things are the things that are against you, okay? And they will always suck you in unless you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and you come wholly, fully to Christ, okay? and you follow after him wholly and fully, okay? And that's why the children of Israel had so much of a hard time in the desert. You know why they had such a hard time? Because they did not follow him wholly.
Yeah.
As soon as Moses went up into the mountain, you know, and fasted those 40 days, what did they start doing? They rose up to play.
Yeah.
What did they do?
Amen.
And then they got Aaron to make them an idol. We don't know what happened to that Moses. We don't know what happened to him. He could be dead for all we know. Make us something that go before us. So when we go back to Egypt, and the first thing you're thinking about is going back to Egypt. People are always thinking about going back to sin, going back to their old ways. Okay. And this is one of the things that the reason why people, that all these false religions can flourish, because the people of God don't come wholly to God. They don't come all the way. They don't come fully to Christ like they should. They straddling the fence. Okay, they're trying to be neutral. You're trying to be a neutral Christian? That's what you're trying to be? A neutral Christian? Cannot be a neutral Christian, okay? There's
Amen.
No such thing as a, and Satan knows there's no such thing as a neutral Christian. He loves neutral Christians because you know what a neutral Christian is? A neutral Christian is just another devil by a different name, okay?
Yeah. Amen.
Can you understand what I'm saying to you?
Amen.
And so the devil don't want you to understand what the word of God is saying. That's why this woman what has she done? She has downcast God. She has downcast Jesus. She has downcast the Bible. She said the Bible is not God's word, okay? What else you got to stand on then? If you don't
Amen.
Believe what Jesus Christ said, what are you standing on? What are you standing on? If you don't believe what Jesus Christ said, you believe what this knucklehead woman said, you know, and this woman said, oh, it's just death is just an illusion. Is she here now? If death is just an illusion, why ain't she still here?
Amen.
Because death is not an illusion, because we die, and she died. Didn't she die? Okay?
Amen.
She's sitting there telling you, oh, death is an illusion. It's just a thing of the mind, okay?
Yeah.
So why didn't the woman that called herself the next Jesus, she actually called herself the next Jesus,
yes,
why
she did.
Didn't she miraculously rise from the dead, huh? And show
right.
her followers that, hey, see, I am she who I said I was.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Because she could not do it, because nobody can do it. The only one did it, the only one that did it was Jesus Christ. He's the only one that ever kept his word. From the first to the last, Jesus Christ went through all of the prophecies, and he fulfilled all the prophecies, okay, about him, except for some things, okay, that refer to his second coming, okay? And other
Amen.
Things that he was to do, okay? But the thing that was leading up to his death and his crucifixion and stuff, he fulfilled all those, okay? She's saying, in one place, she said that Jesus Christ did not, okay? He didn't complete his work.
Amen.
Now, you tell me then, what a contradiction that is. Jesus Christ did not, I'm so smart that I'm gonna complete Jesus' work. I'm so smart. I'm so great that she actually said that she's the next Jesus and that she's gonna complete his work.
Yeah.
Now, that ain't enough to make you turn away from that. I mean, there ain't nothing will. Okay. You just a hard-headed
Amen.
Knucklehead. That's all I'm going to say about that, okay? And the Lord bless you, okay? If you still want to, that's your desire. That's up to you, okay? Amen. Cannot say you was not warned. Okay.
Right.
All right. Because there's a judgment coming. Okay. There is a hell, and there is certainly, surely a heaven. Okay.
Amen.
And you're gonna be in one of those places. Okay. And so if you what that woman said, you know where you're gonna be, and you ain't gonna be with Christ.
Amen.
And that's all I got to say on that subject. Adios.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Brother, you're right about that, what you've said, because, you know, we're looking at now that, you know, even as you have laid out, you know, these are the days that, you know, the Lord said through his angel messenger, I was thinking about this scripture came to me from the word of the Lord when he said, let nothing destroy your faith. And sometimes we look at circumstances, but he also talked about these different teachings. He's talking about these doctrines of men because they can destroy your faith. If you accept it, okay, like this stuff she's saying.
Yeah.
Basically, overall, she trying to diminish Jesus' deity and existence before your eyes.
Amen.
Just like tomorrow we're going to be doing on Christian Science the atonement. We're going to talk about and come from scripture of what she had to say about the atonement. And like my brother said, she done wrote these different books, and she laid down. And then, once again, when you study about, let's say, this Christian Science, one of the other things you'll notice that there's a whole bunch of contradictions. Okay? It's a lot of contradictions that she said. One minute she says, speaking against, then she talk like she for. Like they talk like they for, quote, the Bible, but then you saying everything about the Bible is a lie. So, you know, you got a bunch of contradictions in Christian Science, okay? And I advise anybody, if you're dealing with something that's very, have a lot of contradictions, stay away from it. Stay away from it because it ain't of God, okay? Contradictions is not of God. God has a sound mind. God knows what he wants to say to you. You're not going to find God telling you something and then on the same subject tell you something different. That's not, man will do some stuff like that, but not God. God don't do that, okay? And we're bringing this to you as we're bringing this to you about what they're teaching, because, once again, God said, let nothing destroy your faith. He wasn't just talking about circumstances. He was also talking about these different teachings, these different doctrines, because when you go to accept them, it can destroy your faith.
Yes.
And none of it is leading you to Christ. In fact, it's talking down Christ. How is he going to lead you to Jesus when it's talking against Jesus? So it can't do nothing but destroy your faith. That's what it will do. Once again, going back to what I said in the beginning of the broadcast, that's why it's important, God said, to be rooted in his word. Because if you're not rooted, okay, when these doctrines come along and pull on you, because they ain't going to have to pull on you hard if you ain't rooted. You know, if you ever seen a tree just sitting up on the ground not rooted, it don't take much to knock it over, okay, because it's not rooted. And so, therefore, if you're not rooted, these things come along and they're going to snatch you, and it's going to destroy your faith. So, like I said again, tomorrow, Lord say the same, we're going to be dealing with Christian Science, the atonement. We're going to deal with, is it true that the blood of Jesus was powerless to cleanse from sin? That's what we're going to look at tomorrow, what they say about the atonement. We're going to answer that question through the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like my brother said, she was saying she's the next Jesus. You say you're the next Jesus, but you're talking about Jesus in a bad way. That's contradictory once again. Okay? Why are you going to claim to be someone whom you talking bad about? Okay? Why would you do that? That should show you something's wrong. We have to learn to carefully examine things. God has not raised a bunch of naive people. We must remember that. God didn't say believe everything people tell you.
and run with it, because you're talking about, you know, we got to walk in love. We got to consider. We got to walk in love. Walking in love don't mean you don't know nothing. That ain't what that means.
Amen.
Okay? It don't mean you take everything somebody say. They come and tell you, actually, a dog is a rabbit. What are you going to say? Well, it must be because, you know, we got to walk in love. And we don't want to get into it with nobody. No. Come on, people. We got to wake up. We got to wake up. Praise be to God. Glory
Man.
To God. So that's what we're going to be looking at tomorrow. Lord, say the same. The atonement. Is it true that the blood of Jesus was powerless to cleanse from sin? Wow. See, that's a common thing these religions attack, Jesus. If you notice about all what they attack, they attack Jesus, okay? They're attacking everything about him. Resurrection,
Amen.
The power of the blood, everything, okay? What is to do? To get you to totally renounce Christ.
Amen.
That's what he'll do. And that's why he said, let nothing destroy your faith. See, we overlooked the doctrines. We were looking at just circumstances. Going through, lose a car, lose a house, lose a loved one. And we thought it was just that. He wasn't talking about just that. He was also talking about these doctrines. These doctrines of men and devils. Because
Amen.
If you accept them, it will destroy your faith. Okay?
Yes.
Next thing you know, we'll be listening to you talking backwards. And we'd be like, hey, who are you? Where you come from?
I got a better knowledge now.
I know one time, one guy, a brother of the Lord, he was talking for the Lord. Next thing I know, he's talking about a mothership. I said, a mothership? What are you talking about? Amen. He's talking about a mothership. Come and get people. A mothership? Hallelujah. And I mean, this man been around the gospel for some years, man. Next thing I know, I'm talking to him. He's talking about, you know, it's true, you know, the mothership come and get people. Mothership? Were you? Hey, man. Hallelujah. Now I'm going
Amen.
To get ready to let my brother, you know, close it out with prayer. He's going to pray for you, whoever God gives him to pray for, and also for those of you, once again, who may be Christian Science, and you, like I said, God may be dealing with you, and you saying, man, it's just something up about this thing. I mean, I don't know no more now. It's just, well, my brother's going to pray for you that God would lead you out that way, away from there. And he's going to pray for those of you once again. You know, you may have been approached. You may have been thinking about it. Hey, I don't know. They've been asking me. I don't know. Should I do it? Pray God to intervene in there that you don't make that move. Amen. Praise be to God. So, brother, go ahead.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Once again, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for your word, the truth of your word. We thank you for the spirit of truth, O Lord Jesus. We thank you for the comforter, Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the spirit, Lord God, that lead, guides, and direct us, Lord God, Lord Jesus, where we should go, where we should, what we should be, Lord God, and to shape us into the image of Christ, in Jesus Christ's name. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord God, that your word, O Lord God, hallelujah,
yes.
Lord God, be greatly, Lord Jesus, poured into the ears of these people, Lord God, expounded into their ears, into their heart, into their minds, their souls, Lord God. Let the word of God, O Lord Jesus, become, Lord God, clear to them. Become, Lord God, understanding, light, illumination to them, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Let them awaken, Lord God. Let them awaken, Lord Jesus, and be broken loose from the bands, the bonds, the cords, the chains of the enemy, O Lord God. Lord God, set them free, O Lord God, for you say your word. Your word was set free, Lord God. Your word was set free, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, you came to set the captives free, O Lord God. And you said that he that believes your word shall be set free, Lord God. Hallelujah, from the bondage, from the chains, from the cages of the enemy, O Lord God. From the unbelief, O Lord God. From false doctrines, Lord God. In the name of Jesus
Lord.
Christ, set them free in Jesus Christ's name. Break the bands, the bonds,
Lord.
The cords. The enemy, in Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah.
Yes,
let this spirit
hallelujah.
Of deliverance come, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Move the devil out In Jesus Christ's name, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. 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 Let them receive sight. Let them receive, Lord God, hallelujah, understanding. Let them receive, Lord God, in their ears, under light, illumination, O Lord God. Let them receive, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the wisdom of God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you listening. Once again, don't forget the Lord say the same tomorrow night. We'll be dealing with another section concerning Christian Science, the atonement. We'll talk about tomorrow night what they have to say about the atonement. We'll go into the Word of God and show you what the Word of God has to say. And then we let you choose. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be
Amen.
To God. So thank God for all you've been listening. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. As for Brother Robert and Brother Nate, we love you all. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother.
One day, when the glory comes,